You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We have an update on the developments at Tongaat. There was an offer that was made by a company called Vision Investments as part of the business rescue proceedings that Tongaat is undergoing. It was a debt equity swap of sorts, and today was the day that Tongaat shareholders would vote on that. That vote has gone through. Tongaat shareholders have voted in a particular direction. It doesn't seem like it was in the best interests or in the preferred interests of the team at Vision, but I'm joined on the line by Dave Woolham, who is an independent analyst and investor, to just take a look at this and try and understand what's happening at the moment. Good evening, Dave. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by going through the offer itself. What was the offer that was put on the table?
Jimmy, thank you. Good evening. It was quite a complicated offer because it's the culmination of a very, very long process. Bear in mind that Tongaat has been nearly 5.5 years since the first announcements, most of the work that I did to expose the fraud. But we've come a long way since then. Business rescue has now been in just on 2 years. The proposal under the business rescue plan was that a company, Vision Investments 155, would acquire the lender group claims of approximately 8.5 billion rand. They would convert a portion of that, approximately 5 billion rand, into equity and effectively get 97% of the equity in exchange for, call it forgiveness or giving back 5 billion of the debt. There were many other conditions, other conditions required the unsecured creditors to get a payment, a part payment, about 5% only, but a part payment on their claims, as well as a significant claim under the Sugar Association.
Now, Dave, run us through the numbers around why this offer didn't really make too much sense. I know there was a lot of speculation around it, but 5 billion does seem like a lot of money. But in the context of what we're dealing with, what are we dealing with here?
Well, there have been a lot of spins that have been put onto this particular transaction. But if one steps back and says, well, first of all, the Vision parties buying the loan claims from the banks, that doesn't affect Tongaat at all. You just change the name of the creditor. That one day they owe the bank, the next day they owe Vision. So that doesn't help take Tongaat forward in any sense at all. They need cash. What Tongaat needs is cash. It doesn't need less debts. In fact, it can't even afford to pay the bills right now, never mind pay back debts. The second part of the transaction, which is converting 5 billion of debt, which we deem as uncollectible debt. In fact, it appears that Vision didn't even pay for that debt. It looks like we believe that they paid 3.6 billion rand for 8.5 billion rand's worth of debt. The 5 billion they're converting into equity, again, is just a paper transaction. It doesn't pay one bill within Tongaat itself. And our biggest concern was that, firstly, Vision have not even paid for the debts that they bought from the banks. They've paid a deposit. So they haven't actually come up with the money. They're now trying to use that scrip to wipe out shareholders, take away shareholders' right to participate in any events here. And yet they haven't put up the money, never mind to pay the banks for the debts, but to even put money into the company or to pay for the creditors or to settle SASSA. So it seems very predatory to us. It seems in the wrong order that they would want to expropriate or take the shareholders' shares when they have in fact added nothing of real value to the company yet.
Dave, where do we stand now? What was the outcome of the vote that took place today, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, that's a very, very important question because, you know, voting no is a great deal of gravity that sat on us and considering the situation. And, you know, sometimes voting no without an alternative is an enormous responsibility, and we really thought about that hard. We do believe that there are alternatives. We would not have voted no if we thought there was no alternative. We feel that this whole deal has been contrived, possibly started with good intentions, and then as Vision couldn't find the money, they started to sidestep and twist around. And we're just very concerned that this is an opportunistic transaction. But where to from now? Well, they are threatening to take the assets out of the company in a form of liquidation type event. We don't believe that they can do that as easily as they think they can. But we also feel that we need to participate in the process to find a better solution. One of those, I believe, is to break up the group. Everyone has been obsessed with keeping Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and South Africa together. And I've studied this company for 5 years now, and I can't see the overwhelming, compelling case to do that when the company's existence is in question. I think they'd be better served, separated, very different geopolitical environments. And for us, South Africa, which is the most complicated, with the most livelihoods at stake, almost needs to be freed up from that so that it can focus on its own, you know, reincarnation and improving its fortunes.
Dave, when we look at this, there's obviously still speculation around what the future for Tongaat looks like in terms of the JSE and the listings and all of that. Has that conversation come up amongst the shareholders, amongst the investors, to say maybe we're better off exploring the delisting side of it? Is that something that's resurfaced now following this latest offer?
Look, I think at the moment it's an academic debate. The company is in business rescue, which means that in every sense, the normal role and benefits of shareholders are suspended. And under the proposal by Vision, they were saying that they would leave 2.7% of the existing shares in the hands of existing shareholders. Now, I think that's a misnomer. It's an accidental outcome because they couldn't have more. They took all the unauthorized shares, 5 billion minus the number of shares in issue, and we're left with 135, and that's 2.7%. Now, the JSE will not allow a company to be listed with a 2.7% float. So under that scenario, and under pretty much every scenario I can see right now, it's unlikely that Tongaat will remain listed in its current form. Because, you know, to be listed, you've got to meet certain hurdles and certain criteria. But I think that's the last issue really on the company's mind right now. The most important thing is to protect the jobs, protect the farmers, ensure the importance of this industry is upheld, and to get the operating business back on its feet so that it can survive. And then who gets the spoils is really almost secondary. We as shareholders have really given up, largely given up mentally, that there's any financial return in it for us. But what drove myself and Charles and a few other shareholders was not that we thought we could make any money, but that we could use our influence to try and ensure that proper governance was upheld and that proper processes were upheld.
And of course, that jobs were saved. You mentioned this at the start or in our conversation, to say that there are so many jobs at risk here. We know that this has been an ongoing thing, especially with regards to the taxes and all the other things that Tongaat is a key player in the sugar space, and it's a key employer in the industry. Dave, before I let you go, I want to take a look at some of the other alternatives. You touched on the unbundling side of it, and obviously there are other things that can be explored from a business rescue point of view. Is it too late to explore certain options, or is it are we too far along in that process to save some areas of the business?
I'm an optimist by nature, so I don't like to think that there's ever such a thing as too late until it is truly. There've been a lot of threats and sort of puffery that, you know, if we don't do this now, the company will be liquidated. I really do. I have a question mark around that, and somewhat puzzling thought, because it's taken us 5.5 years to get here. And, you know, I did speak to the CEO yesterday, just a courtesy call to say, look, I just want you to know that our hearts are with all the people in the company, because they have got nothing to do with this. This was executive fraud, and all the ordinary rank and file members of this company have suffered a great deal. And we've just seen advisors after advisors and business rescue practitioners and boards. But it's never too late, because I do believe underlying all this debt and all this corporate malfeasance is actually a very good company, an historically fantastic company. And somehow we've got to find a way to actually unshackle it from all that and then let it be a business again.
We certainly don't want to lose the business. It has been around for quite some time, and hopefully we can find some resolution. Thank you so much for that update, Dave. That was Dave Willem, who's an independent analyst and investor, on the latest developments from Tongaat, as the Tongaat shareholders voted to reject the latest offer from Vision Investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.